and to the territory where traditional owners in Arnhem Land have today expressed concerns with government proposals to negotiate 99-year leases for townships in the Northern Territory. Indigenous leaders from Gunbalanya and Nyirrkala say they weren't consulted by the Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion about the proposals, which will come into effect next September. They've declared the agreements null and void, and they're calling on other people across Arnhem Land to join them and follow their example. The Reverend Djigini Gondara spoke to me a short time ago and explained his main concerns.
A lot of our community and territory, and particularly in Arnhem Land I'm speaking, have ended in a 4-year lease in with a good heart to the Australian government, also to Northern Territory government, you know. And those 40 years lease that the TOs and the community here surrender to the government for a good purpose, for building houses and doing other things. And the question that people are asking now, why can't the government stop thinking about 99-year lease?
So the problem is between the 40-year and the 99-year lease. Is that your problem? And would you be happy with 40 years?
That is the problem. That is my problem. That is my concern and my people's concern.
What's the difference for your people between a 40-year and a 99-year? Is it a lack of control when it goes on for that long?
Well, 40-year lease is still under the control. That's a land use agreement where you sign for 40 years for something. 99-year is, the bottom line is that the government will take over everything. There's nothing left. It will turn out to be something else. The community have now control. You know, in the name, the government at the moment, Abbott government is now using it as being in the base for economic.
So with the 99-year lease, the idea is meant to be that people would own houses, but what would happen at the end of 99 years?
Well, after 99-year lease, you know, the government will continue to extend that.
Okay, so it's the length of the lease that's the problem. Senator Scullion says that he tried to ring you and he has tried to consult with the traditional owners who weren't actually out at Nyirrkala. Is that true? Have you heard from him?
I am trying to, you know, I am trying to contact his office this morning. And when the minister was ringing me and trying to contact me where I was so busy and I was at a lot of commitment that I can't just get out from. A lot of those commitment that people were ready to talk to me about this particular issue and concern. So I arranged to meet with the minister, to have a phone call, phone hookup with him. At the present, I just leave a message for him, and that he's in Queensland at the moment, but I will be happy to talk to Nigel Scullion as our minister for Indigenous Affairs.
How much support do you have in the community for your position that you're opposed to 99-year leases?
Gunbalanya has already been taken and Nyirrkala is on the way. I just don't know how many people were involved in discussion with the minister. I don't know percent how many people have really talked and said that they would like to enter into 99-year lease.
So there's a real difference between the 40-year and the 99-year in the fine print in the terms of the leases?
That's right.
Okay, and you're going to be able to persuade people across Arnhem Land to follow you?
I am persuading and talking to them. It's a part of education what the minister is saying.
Mm.
And why is he saying so haste and rush in to the issue that is so very important and the value of the people, the last value of the people. There should be a long term of a negotiation and a dialogue and negotiation, proper ways. You know, my concern is entered into a diplomatic sort of, you know, surely if Australian government wanted to enter into Indonesia for something in a trade, diplomatic sort of trade or anything, surely goodness, they don't go to the village and say, look, this village will be taken over by us. They go and they talk to Indonesian government. I have no rejection for business and economic. I am for. I would like to see my people take up initiative to become a business people, you know, to enter into a contemporary society where people are working and running their own business, whether it's a commercial business, whether it's a sole trader, whatever. I have no rejection, but do it properly.
That's Dr. Djigini Gondara. He was speaking to me a little earlier about his concerns about the difference between 99-year and 40-year leases on land Aboriginal land in the Northern Territory, something we'll follow up in the program next week. And we did try to get hold of Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion to find his side of the story, but he was unavailable. It's a little bit hard to get phone contact sometime in the Territory.